Take your seats. This is intensive sexual education. If you're looking for graphic arts, that's down the hall. Settle down. Quiet, please. Thank you. Now, before we begin, I'll just need you to submit your prerequisite paperwork. Need to be sure you're all, you know, consenting adults. And of course, that includes the results of your physical. Yes, alrighty then. That's everyone. Now, to reiterate, this is intensive sex education. Here at this prestigious all-female private school, we pride ourselves on our groundbreaking curriculum. This isn't going to be your run-of-the-mill sex ed course. Here, you're going to learn how to stimulate a man and yourselves in the process. You'll provide hand and oral service. You will have intercourse. If any of you are uncomfortable with that, please leave now. No? Good. Now you may be wondering who you'll be partnered with. Well, as it happens, we have some volunteers from the public school system who are more than eager to participate. Come on in, boys! These young men have all taken the same physical as you, so don't worry about catching anything. They're all clean as a whistle. First things first, I'm gonna need you all to pair up. Find a man with a similar level of experience. That'll be helpful once we begin our classwork. That's right. Talk it out and find someone who gels with you. You'll be together for the entire semester, so choose wisely. Oh, not you. Yes, you. Come here. Hi, I probably should have clarified earlier. You've been selected to be, well, my partner. That's right. As the course instructor, I'm going to need to demonstrate each act before I ask the class to replicate it. And it just so happens I've selected you to be my co-instructor. Is that something you'd be okay with? Just to clarify, all eyes will be on us. The whole class will be watching us have sex. Do you understand that? Yeah? And you're okay with that? Great. I'm glad you're game. Well, why don't you have a seat next to my desk? Yep, right there. I'm gonna see if the class is ready now. All right. Has everyone found their partner? Excellent. Let's begin today's lesson. I should point out that when class is in session, you'll all be required to disrobe. That's right. We're not going to be practicing our striptease skills here. This is all about sex. The act itself. Nothing more. So, if you'd be so kind, please remove your clothes and place them in the nook underneath your desks. And that includes us. Don't be nervous. We're going to be very familiar with each other when this is all over. Getting naked is just the tip of the iceberg, right? Thought so. Oh, wow. Nothing. It's just you have a gorgeous cock. No, I don't say that often. Very impressive for a high school senior. Or in general, for that matter. You like my body too? You're making me blush. Thank you, that's nice to hear. I admit, I've been keeping in shape. Girls gotta look her best for a situation like this. Anyway, let's see if the class is ready. Alrighty then. Now that we're all in our birthday suits, it's time to lay down some ground rules. Listen. Okay, each of our lessons will focus on an essential aspect of sexual simulation. We're going to explore a variety of methods, each tailored to bring a man to orgasm. Myself and my partner here will demonstrate these acts. Well, you observe. Afterward, you'll be tasked with replicating it, and will be graded accordingly. As this is a class dealing in, well, sex, it's natural that you might feel yourselves becoming aroused while watching. That's perfectly normal, and feel free to masturbate should the need arise. This may be classwork, but it's important to stay relaxed and casual. Try not to make too much of a mess, though. The janitorial staff complained last semester, and the last thing we need is to push our luck with management. We're practically getting away with murder here, so keep that in mind, please. For the gentlemen, you'll notice there's some Kleenex on each desk. If you'll feel you're gonna come at any point, do be kind enough to shoot it in a tissue, and not into someone's hair. And hopefully this goes without saying, try to save some for your partner. You don't want you completely spent before we even get to the main event. The walls of this room are soundproof, so don't worry about disturbing the other classes. Be as loud and as passionate as you want. I've found that enhances the experience and helps to bring out your best work. But I will ask you to keep quiet and pay close attention while I'm demonstrating. Okay? Okay. Before we begin, are there any questions? No? I can tell you're all eager to get started, so I won't waste any more time. Let's get started. Today's lesson is an introduction into male orgasms. We're going to start off nice and basic, with the goal of making our partners ejaculate with nothing more than some simple hand relief. That's right. A hand job. So let's jump right in. Could you scooch your chair forward a little? Yeah. Like that. I need you front and center so they can see. And turn the chair to the side. That's perfect. Thanks. For this act, the man is going to want to remain seated in his chair. Just relax and let me do the work. Okay, hon? Now, I'm just gonna get on my knees and grab some lube. You'll notice you each have a bottle under your desks. Feel free to grab that and set it to the side while I get my partner ready. Now, you'll notice my partner's penis is in a partially erect state. He's aroused from anticipation, but we're going to need him rock hard to proceed. First, I'm going to apply a small amount of lube to his head and work it down his shaft using my palms. You may notice a twitch under your touch, but don't be alarmed. That's completely normal. Just gently work your hand up and down, like this, and you should start to feel him harden. Make sure he's nice and slick. There we go. As you can see, my partner is now fully erect and ready to begin. Now, the key to a good hand job is to stimulate the muscles in the vagina. To do this, I'm going to gently grip the shaft and apply pressure The goal is to coax him to his orgasm, not rip his dick off. Be sure to run your fingers along every inch, and pay special attention to the head. That's where the majority of the nerve endings are. Keep stroking, and eventually, oh, there it is. Do you see it, class? He's leaking pre-cum already. This means he's starting to feel it. Don't be afraid to run your fingers along the tip and use the pre-cum as added lubrication. Yeah, like that. Nice and slick. See how his cock is glistening? That's what we want. If you're feeling daring, feel free to use your free hand to massage your partner's balls. Take extra care, though. They're quite sensitive, and if you're not gentle, you could ruin his experience, or worse. How you're feeling, hon? Don't be shy. You can moan out. Let the glass know how good this feels. That's it. God, that's sexy. You sound so hot. Do you hear that, class? Hear how he's whimpering? Right now, cum is working its way up his shaft, building and building, until, well, let's just say, brace yourselves for an explosion. I'm just gonna pick up the pace a bit, just gonna get him a bit closer to, hey! To the young man in the back who just came all over Miss Kendrick's back. Tissues, please. Thank you. Sorry about that. Where was I? Now, as you speed up, you may feel his penis begin to pulse. This is a sign that he's getting ready to come. This is your cue to slow down. Contrary to what you may think, we don't want him to blow too quickly. You want to build that load a little bit more before we finish him. Otherwise, the ejaculation may be more of a trickle. And we don't want that. We want him to spurt. Now is a good time to give your partner some words of encouragement. Let him know how much you care, how much you want him to come. You hear that, hon? I'm so proud of you. You're doing so well. I can't wait to feel that load hit me square in the chest. How about you? Wanna blast me with your cum? Yeah? You wanna glaze my tits? Fuck yeah. Don't go too crazy with the dirty talk, though. If you're too brazen, you could trigger him prematurely. I'm gonna pick up the pace again. Notice my partner is beginning to slowly thrust his hips upward. That's a natural reaction. He wants release, wants to come. What'd you say? You wanna come for me? You wanna paint my chest white? Shh. Patience, hon. Just hang on a little longer. Okay? Good boy. Keep moaning for me. I'm gonna bring him to orgasm now. One of the best ways to finish a man I found is to give him a countdown. Pay close attention, class. In a few moments, it'll all be over. I'm gonna count down from 10 now, okay, hon? When I get to 1, I want you to let go. To release. Can you do that for me? Yeah? Good. 10. Moan for me, hon. You're doing so well. 9. Not gonna be long now. Pretty soon the cum be right where it belongs. 8. Down my tits and stomach. Isn't that what you want? To see me glisten. 7. I want to smell like cum for the rest of the day. Can you help me with that, huh? Can you mark me with your scent? 6. Fuck, I want it. I want you to blast me in the chest with your heart. Grieve me not. 5. I'm a calm whore. I want to bathe in it. Won't you bathe me? 4. Almost there, hon. Almost. Your cock's ready, hot, and pulsing. 3. Don't hold back. When you come, just blow your load as hard as you can. 2. It's time. Look in my eyes. Don't be shy, hon. Make a mess all over me. And 1. Do it. Let go. Blast me with your... Oh, it's happening, class. He's coming. Oh, shit. Oh, wow. That was a huge load. You see that, class? That's how it's done. Any questions? Alright then, I guess you get the picture. Why don't you all get started? I'm gonna clean myself off and then start making my rounds. Just remember, I'll be watching, so make sure your technique is on point, okay? Good. Could you hand me the towel, hon? Yeah, behind you. Oh, thank you. It goes without saying, but you did really well today. Mm-hmm. You had a lot to give. I really needed that. Why don't you get dressed and head out early? I'd say your work's done. Wouldn't you agree? Just know that next week things are gonna get really intense. So get some rest. You're gonna need it. Never mind. I'm just glad I picked you. So, see you on Monday.